Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. Know it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
It's your girl, bro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown. We'll be talking about being you, sis, being the real you. And sis, if you love these episodes, if you love listening to your girl, be sure you subscribe, you leave a review, as well as you share with another queen out there. All right, sis. And then, baby girl, if you live in the DMV area, your girl is having live fitness classes. Yes, that's right. Your girl is a certified personal trainer. And I want you to come out and join me as we embrace our bodies, as we all are God's masterpieces. Let's set to become our own body goals. So, sis, every Tuesday and Thursday for the month of July, meet me at FedEx Field in the parking lot across from D10, the stairs, sis. We are getting it in at 6:15 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday for the month of July. So, sis, it's going down at FedEx Field. Girl, so let's go ahead and get this party started. Here we go. So, sis, I want you to know that you are the sugar honey iced tea. You are the ribs. You are the potato salad. You are all that in a bag of salt and vinegar chips with the Kool-Aid on the side. Sis, I want you to know that your worth does not decrease based on a man's inability to see your worth, sis. And I want you to fix your crown. So this episode, Queen, is for us to remember who we are. We are a king's kid. And I want you to go ahead and fix your crown, because sis, today is a reminder that you are God's daughter, that you are a queen, sis. And I can speak so boldly and I can articulate on this so very much, because sis, a couple of years ago, to be honest, I understand my worth. I was sleeping around with every dude around just because they told me I was beautiful and that I looked good, to be honest, sis. But sis, I know who I am and I know who I belong to. And since I know that I'm a king's kid, I don't have to sleep around with every dude just because they tell me I look good. Girl, I know I look good. Okay, sis. But sis, you are a queen. Yes, sis, you are a queen. And even if you don't feel like a queen every day, sis, I want you to know that you are God's masterpiece. And I see you. I mean, I physically can see you, but I see you in the spiritual arena. And I love you and I'm proud of you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you are doing, and that God is crazy in love with you because you are his greatest creation. I love how in Ephesians 2:10, it reminds us that we are God's handiwork. That means God crafted you. That means that God took his time forming you. And then over in Psalms 139:14 reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means that God crafted you. That means you are the beauty of God's eye. And I love how over in Isaiah 62:3 reminds us that you are crowned by God. Now look, sis, look at all these reminders that God is reminding us that you are his masterpiece, that God took his time crafting you. That doesn't mean that you can just go ahead out and let every dude test drive you. No, sis, when you know who you are and when you understand whose you are, then you don't have to lower your crown. You don't have to take your crown off, because a queen never drops her head, because that's how her crown come off. And sis, you better stop chasing after these men. Oh, that's a sidebar, sis. Sis, stop chasing after that boy. That boy is not your husband. He don't want you, sis. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm speaking to myself with that one. But look, sis, stop running around after to some dude, because guess what, sis? A man who is your husband, he is not going to have you out here looking like a fool, sis. That's straight up real talk. That's straight up girl talk, sis. But sis, when you understand who you are and whose you are, you won't just be out here running around. You understand that you are King's kid. I love about being fearfully and wonderfully made. What I love being the apple of God's eye. What I love about being God's masterpiece, about being God's handiwork. Sis, when God said those things about you, when God said that you are beautiful and that he formed you in his hand and he knew the plans that he had for your life, one great thing I love about that is that when God says something, God cannot take it away. God is not a man that he should lie. So I don't care if your daddy told you that you ugly, that ain't no man gonna ever love you, and your ex-boyfriend told you all this negative stuff. So guess what? God said it. So God said it. You can take it to the bank and you can cash it in, sis. And God told us, he told us all throughout the scriptures in the Bible that you are his daughter, that you are a queen, sis. And sis, I want you to know that stop lowering your worth, stop lowering your standards just to accommodate a man. You don't have to do none of that stuff. And sis, like I told you earlier, that I can speak so boldly about this because I was that type of girl. I slept around. Sis, I had a sex addiction. Yes, girl. Yes, I surely did. But sis, I was addicted to those things because all these men made me feel beautiful. They made me feel like I was worthy. They made me feel all these things. But sis, I did all that stuff because I didn't understand my worth. I didn't understand that God created me. I didn't understand all these things. I knew I was beautiful, but to get affirmed by a man meant everything to me. Now listen, sis, if I walk down the street and no man tell me that I'm beautiful, that's perfectly fine because I already know what God said about me. So I want you to stop looking for a man to tell you all these things when God already told you that you are this. Now, sis, don't be out here being arrogant and all that stuff and being prideful, because that ain't cute. But I am telling you to be bold and to be confident because God said it. And if God said it, it's already all right, sis. And if you need some scriptures to go back into it, go back, open up your Bible and read the word. And I'll also drop it in the comment section about the scriptures that I'm referring to in this episode. But sis, I want you to know that you are the sugar, honey, iced tea. You are all that. You are all that in the ribs and macaroni cheese and the cornbread. Don't forget the Kool-Aid, sis. But sis, you are all that. And I want you to fix your crown because I see you. I'm proud of you. Keep going in your journey. God loves you so, 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 so much. But God loves you. But you also gotta love yourself, sis. You gotta love you enough to be okay in this season. Stop settling. Stop selling. Stop selling. Stop selling. Stop giving up your non-negotiables. Sis, if you know that you don't want to do it, then don't do it. All right, sis, I love you so much. I'm proud of you. Fix your crowns, queen. And remember, we don't chase because that's how our crowns come up. Okay, sis, stop chasing. Stop loving yourself. Do you, and be happy and enjoy the season you are in, because every day is getting better and so are you, sis. So until we chat again, remember, it's okay to cry your eyes out, wipe your tears, put your mascara back on, brush your eyebrows, add your lashes, fix your crown if nobody else tells you to. Now, sis, you know how we close out. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes, and I'm going to pray us out. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this time of fellowship. I thank you for my sister in Christ. God, I thank you for her boldness. I thank you, Father God, that she will understand her worth, that she will understand that she is a king's kid, that she is your handiwork, that God, you formed her, that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. God, I thank you for her peace of mind. I thank you that she go to sleep tonight, that she would just have sweet sleep. I thank you, Father God, that she would just have an encounter with you. I thank you, God, that times where she just feel love, when she just feel alone, that God, that she would feel your presence. God, I thank you in advance for just blowing her mind. God, I thank you for just doing the supernatural, for doing all the things that you told her that you would do, and that you are a promise keeper. You are a way maker. I thank you, Father God, that you are a sustainer and you would keep us. I thank you, God, that this week would be a week like no other, that everywhere we turn, we'll have blessings on blessings on blessings. God, I thank you in advance for just being an Alpha, for just being Abba, for being Emmanuel, for being with us at every step that we take and every move that we make, that you are with us. And God, you promised us that in your word that before you formed us in our mother's womb, that every day of our lives was already planned out. So God, we call forth the plans that you have for our lives. So we ask that you do it now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Peace.